This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney, where Dr. Robert Miller has been a board-certified orthodontist for over 30 years. He also spent 25 years as a ski patroller. He's seen his share of dental injuries and concussions, and he's a believer in the benefit to athletes of custom mouth guards to reduce the incidence of both. He joins us now to cite the research and tell participants, coaches, and parents why they should, as well as how to equip athletes in contact sports with the most effective means of mouth guard protection. We'll also talk about a few other items that he deals with on a daily basis in his practice. Dr. Miller, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, and Tim and Lynn. This is a really good topic that's sort of close to my heart.
Yeah.
After spending some time not only doing orthodontics, but also working in sports medicine, sports dentistry, and some of our sports that have contact.
Is that your focus, is sports medicine or sports
dentistry? No. Just really more through ski patrolling over the years. I was always the person called upon when someone knocked a tooth out or chipped a tooth. And, it sort of just directed me into following the research that's being done in this area.
Well, let's start off with, you were talking before we went on air about how you re-implanted a tooth over the weekend. And this is something that I have never even thought about. I've never knocked a tooth out, but plenty of people do, especially doing the things that we do in this town.
Yeah.
So I'm riding my mountain bike. I go over the bars. I hit my mouth.
That's exactly what happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
And especially in this town, there's so many great opportunities to do things outside. And a lot of these non-contact sports, like mountain biking, skiing, you just never know what's going to happen 5 seconds from now. And so, I got a call, and the mom is very calm, actually. The patient was calm, and that's key. To be able to do anything quick, you need a calm patient and a calm provider of care. And fortunately, we provide our cell phone number in our office. You know, if you have an emergency, you're calling us direct. And I got that call, and she said, oh my gosh, that my kid went over the handlebars. What do I do? I said, well, pick up the tooth. Is it dirty? If there's no visible dirt, stick it right back in the socket. Make sure the front side of the tooth is pointed to the front. That's critical. Stick it back in, because right at the moment of trauma, your mouth is numb. So you can actually work in that area pretty easily. Stick it back in the socket, and then just support it with gauze. Have the patient bite to hold it in place. And that's a concern a lot of people have. Well, you know, is it going to stay in? It will if you bite and hold it in place. Hold it with some gauze if you can get some gauze, and then go to the dentist or come see me, and we'll stabilize it. So we stabilize it. We just put a wire in and bond it passively to hold it in place so it can heal. And in a couple of weeks, depending on the age of the patient, if it's an 8-9-year-old, we would just monitor, because on a 7-8-year-old, I would say, the end of that root is actually stem cells. It's not fully closed. And so those stem cells can actually reconnect the nerve and blood supply, which is really cool.
Yeah.
To actually maintain the vitality of the tooth. But more often than not, we're talking about older, 10-plus-year-olds. And those require root canal therapy. And follow-up care, that tooth could last forever. You know, so it's really cool if you follow that protocol. The key is 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, chance of success diminishes greatly, because the cells start to dry and die.
I don't think that's something I've ever thought about, what I would do if a tooth was knocked out, or if I even encountered somebody with a knocked out tooth.
Right.
So that's kind of new knowledge to me, and I would assume maybe to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What do you think people do who don't understand the proper protocol?
Well,
they just assume, they stick it in their pocket.
Yeah, and most people assume, well, I've got to go to a dentist. And so, you know, the protocol in that case is, or if the patient's hysterical, you can't do that. Then you want to put that tooth in a stable medium like milk. Milk is a stable medium that will help maintain the health of those cells, we just don't want the cells to die. But again, you know, that's secondary. The primary thing to do is stick it right back in the socket.
Where do you, I mean, is there, I'm thinking about skiing, and I can't tell you how many times I have been going down through a Mogul field and whacked my chin, my jaw, my tooth, my lip with my ski pole on a plant. And I'm like, wow, where did that come from?
Yeah, with ski patrolling, we see it all. I've re-sewn tongues back on. I've seen ski pole handles that have been bitten into, chipped teeth, knocked out teeth. You name it, I've seen it. And so, yeah, these are things that happen. This is
horrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be graphic, but
it's really great to know. I mean, and this makes me think about the next topic of conversation, which is the mouth guards.
Yes.
I mean, should we all be doing all of these sports? We don't think of skiing as a contact sport, but when you're using your pole into your mouth, it is.
And to that point, think of 20 years ago or 25 years ago, nobody skied with a helmet.
Right.
Now you rarely see somebody on the mountain without a helmet.
Yeah.
And mouth guards would make a lot of sense from my experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what I want to really focus on today is a fairly recent study that was done. So just so you know, mouth guards in the U.S., you know, we advertise. We've, you know, tremendous budgets for advertising. And companies like Under Armour and Shock Doctor, they make an over-the-counter mouth guard that's highly publicized, highly advertised, and you know, we've always known that they're better than not wearing a mouth guard, but I've always thought in the back of my mind that a custom mouth guard is better. I had no science until recently to support that. In fact, there were studies that said it didn't matter. But recently, a really good, well-constructed, prospective randomized clinical trial, which is a very high level of science, they did a study, and if you think about this, this really makes sense. They took three high school football teams. I'm sorry, six. They divided them into two groups. Three high school football teams got custom pressure laminated mouth guards done by a dentist. And the other three schools just got the dip and boil, like we most know, or buy over the counter, the Shock Doctor. And they followed these kids through a season, and they found that the custom laminated mouth guard, the reduction of traumatic brain injury, mild to moderate concussions, was reduced by one half. So that's statistically significant in terms of reducing those traumatic brain injuries. Now, the reason is when you analyze it in the study, they show these images of the jaw. And so the jaw is like a hinged ball and socket. And during the process, we often talk about in ski patrolling the mechanism of injury, what happens. And in most traumatic brain injuries in football, in most contact sports, it's rapid deceleration. So the rapid deceleration causes a cascade of events to occur, one of which is your jaw is hinged, and there's a ball and socket. And think of it as, you know, your head rapidly decelerates. What happens to the jaw? And it's kind of like a slingshot. It's held on by a bunch of ligaments and muscles, and it's like pulling back a slingshot and letting it go. So it's almost like a double concussion. Rapid deceleration of the head, the jaw, slingshots open and closed, and then you get this other secondary jolt to the skull. So what a mouth guard does...
Let me
ahead.
Interrupt you
sure.
just there for a second, because is this irrespective of whether or not we hit our mouth. You're just saying, if you hit the side of your head with this rapid deceleration, you know, ski slope. Okay, I just wanted to establish that.
Correct. And it's not just a direct shot to the jaw. It could be, you know, any spot on the head. But it, you know, so there's a cascade of several events that occur. This is one of them. So what a custom mouth guard does is it provides like a consistent 3-millimeter layer of a soft plastic. So think of it as like a shock absorber. You know, during that jaw movement, you've got this shock absorber inside of your mouth that's minimizing that secondary impact. And so, you know, in addition to protecting teeth, You know, a mouth guard has that secondary role. And this study shows us that a custom mouth guard does make a difference. There are dentists on many college teams, like probably the most well-known is a dentist named Ray Padilla. He's the sports dentist at UCLA, and he provides all the mouth guards for all the athletes at UCLA. And he's got it down to different types of mouth guards for different sports are important. But this is the common thing, is we want to provide a 3-millimeter layer in between the teeth. That's the key.
How do the mouth guards differ with sports? Because I was going to ask you about, you know, which sports does this apply to? You talked about contact and non-contact.
Right.
And I mean, I would consider actually, you know, mountain biking a contact sport.
Yeah.
But it is traditionally a non-contact sport. Yeah. You don't have two bodies colliding with each other.
Right. So that's a great question, Tim, because really what we want to talk about is which sports do you need a mouth guard, and then how do they differ? And so the one common denominator of all mouth guards for this custom pressure laminated device is 3 millimeters of plastic around the teeth. But depending on the sport, it can vary in terms of how the rest of the mouth guard is related. So the more we cover, the better. But some sports, such as a point guard for a basketball team, needs to talk. A quarterback needs to talk. And so we can thin the mouth guard specifically for those athletes so that they can speak better. And I'm kind of the opinion when we talk about the different sports. So there's really two types of sports. There's contact sports and non-contact sports. So if we pool all the contact sports together, lacrosse, football, you know, those are the two big ones. You know, obviously they need mouth guards, and we can design them with a helmet strap. Some kids like helmet straps, some kids don't. And so all the contact sports are obvious. They need a custom mouth guard. And we alter them slightly based on their need to speak. And that's the difference. The non-contact sports, we don't really think about. But probably the two worst non-contact sports for trauma are soccer and basketball. Mm-hmm. We see in baseball, actually, ironically, we see a lot of injuries from baseball athletes. But those are the sports that I can't say it enough. They must wear mouth guards for practice and games, not just games. And but being in this town, you know, we have access to sports that most people don't.
Right.
And so obviously, when we talk about the winter sports, I'm of the opinion, and again, this is my anecdotal opinion based on many years of experience dealing with winter sports, dealing with dental injuries, now this knowledge of concussion, I'm of the opinion all athletes that compete that are connected to a snowboard or connected to skis, if they compete, and I would say, again, anecdotally, the U14s and up, snowboarders, skiers, and all of the sliding sports, I'm of the opinion, my son did luge for a while, and I saw what happens. All of the sliding sports should wear mouth guards.
We're speaking with Dr. Robert Miller. He's a local orthodontist and a 25-year veteran of the ski slopes, where he was a ski patrolman. It's really interesting to me, Dr. Miller, that you know, you had all these years on the slopes as working for Ski Patrol, that did you ever know that it would augment what you do professionally in such a big way? Because you're talking about things that I've never really heard about from a dentist or an orthodontist.
Well, I think most dentists are aware. And again, you can get these custom mouth guards from your dentist. It's not, you don't specifically have to come to me.
Right.
But I think it's something that we've always been aware of. I've just seen more, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. Really fascinating, the connection of knocking your head, receiving a concussion or a traumatic brain injury, that the severity can be lessened by wearing a mouth guard.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff. And a really interesting peer-reviewed scientific article on that you no doubt have sent out the link to many times to your patients.
Yes, we have. As recent as this morning.
That's great. So how do people find you?
We're available, M2 Ortho, hashtag M2 Ortho, m2ortho.com. My wife and I are both orthodontists here in Park City.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining
us on
the Mountain
Life. Thanks
for
having me. Appreciate it.